Hunter at Sunrise, 89.5 WHRV, HD2 Alt Radio, and HunterAtSunrise.com.
And it is Hunter at Sunrise, acoustic, eclectic music for your Sunday morning. We're streaming at HunterAtSunrise.com, WHRV.org, and AltRadio.org. We're on your digital radio at 89.5 WHRV HD2 Alt Radio. You know, we like to do acoustic sessions on this show, especially those brought to you with support from Christine Wern and the Chrism Institute of Aesthetics in Virginia Beach, making passion for skincare a profession. For more information, just click on their ad at HunterAtSunrise.com. And also with support from Sonic Wall Studios, a professional HD recording and mix studio devoted to Hampton Roads musicians and bands, staffed with talented and experienced recording engineers and professional musicians. If you are missing that last element to support your vision, Sonic Wall can help you find it. And that's where we are again here this morning with Joe Talley at the controls and some members of Court Street Company here returning to our program. It's Alan Hudson and Jonah Grinkowitz. How are you guys?
Doing really well. Thanks.
We're great. Yeah, great. Thanks for having us.
Well, thanks for coming over to do this. What would you like to play for us first before we get to talking here?
You pick.
Why don't we kick it off with our latest single? It just came out on January 1st. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thought we'd start 2021.
Yeah, like bust right out of the gate.
You know,
good.
Good note. But this one's called I'm Not Your Man.
Excellent.
As for me, I'd say I want a girl during the day who's nice and likes to talk, listens to folk and rock. If you like those things, well, girl, I can't complain. But don't ask me to go, I'm not your man. Hell no! No, I'm not like the other guys. I guess I just wasn't made for these streets, they wear headphones called Beats, but I just wanna move, so I listen to the record player groove. If you like those things, well, girl, I can't complain, but don't ask me to go, I'm not your man, hell no. No, I'm not like the other guys. I guess I just wasn't made for these times.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Alan Hudson and Jonah Grinkowitz of Court Street Company here on Hunter at Sunrise. So you guys have actually been writing or putting out music during the pandemic. That's really cool.
Yeah, we've been fortunate to be able to do a little bit.
Very fortunate. We've basically, once we were able to go into the studio and mask up and follow protocol, I guess midsummer, mm-hmm. we were able to finish our record coming out this year. And then it was towards early fall, we were like, well, we don't want there to be no more recordings to come out for the rest of the year.
Right. Yeah.
So we went, Super Doppler's a local band, and they recorded right. they recorded their last record at this really awesome studio out in Smithfield mm-hmm. called Dragon Ship Studio.
Oh, that is a great name.
That's a strong name, you know.
Yeah.
And our other record was made at Flagship, so we only right. work with studios that have ship.
Right. We like, we just jump from ship to ship.
Yeah.
You know.
That's fine.
I won't right. go. I will go down with the ship.
Exactly. So we recorded three songs straight to tape, all in one, basically in 2 hours. It was mm-hmm. 5 hours of setup to mm-hmm. get ready to go into a tape machine.
Yeah.
And then 2 hours of tracking, and we had three songs.
So we did that last one there, and it was.
And that was called again?
I'm Not Your Man.
And that's out right now.
It's out.
It's out there.
It's in the world.
How can you get it?
You can get it. I guess you can get it on iTunes and Spotify and Apple Music.
Oh yeah, the interwebs. It's all over the internet.
Yeah,
and there's a video on our Facebook and
correct of us YouTube. Of us doing the performance live. Yeah. So we just there were it was a no frills kind of recording run and gun situation where we just put cameras on us, hit record, and that's what
the band. Couldn't be more proud of the band.
Yeah.
You know, the guys, I mean, that was fun. It's nice to play it on acoustic,
right.
but the band really, really makes the song.
And oh, yes.
We added a keyboard player this past year, too.
Yeah, I was about to say, why don't you go through who is in the band now? Because I know you added some members.
Right. So we have,
you go ahead.
I'm Alan Hudson.
Right.
I sing and play guitar in the band. And
yeah. I'm Jonah Grinkowitz.
Jonah Grinkowitz.
He sings and plays guitar in the band.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he could have said what he does, but he sings and plays guitar. So I'll say it for him.
Yeah.
Then we got Carlin Field, who is our new
he's the keys
player, which is, you know, when you already have two guitars, the keys kind of wrangle us and say, settle
down. He's helped
boys.
Us kind of, add a new element and also just do some new things. And
mm-hmm.
he's a really talented
guy. He's awesome.
And then we've got
the
KP,
rhythm section. Yeah.
Kyle Pearson on the kit.
Mm-hmm.
And Tim Singer on
the bass.
Right.
So, yeah.
This record coming up, this mm-hmm. is a full length record or an EP. I know you guys already put out an EP. Oh, it's a full.
Yes, sir. It'll be a full length record. Very first full length record. And it is, we're excited because it's felt like a full length record.
Really?
Yes.
It's kind of like, it'll have been almost 3 years in the making.
Yes.
Really?
By the time it comes out.
Do you have a working title for this?
I mean,
I guess. I think we were thinking about calling it Crooked Dreams, but we're not really sure.
Yeah, we're thinking
seems right
Crooked
now.
Dreams, right?
Yeah.
Because it could be anything.
So you're releasing it this year. About what time do you think?
Hopefully this summer.
Hopefully in the summer.
Or something.
Well, hopefully it'll be just in time that you can actually go out and perform at places.
That's what we're hoping, man. That's what we're hoping.
Maybe you'll just time it just right.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
We're talking with Jonah Grinkowitz and Alan Hudson here on Hunter at Sunrise. They're part of Court Street Company. What else would you like to play for us here?
Why don't we do one from that record that's unreleased? We could do this one, Science. It's one of
ooh,
early
new music.
New music. oh, no.
All right.
Here's Alan Hudson and Jonah Grinkowitz here on Hunter at Sunrise.
One, two, three,
time.
I've waited for so long. Feelings, they come easy, but any word I'd say is wrong. They say that there's a science to it. They say it's only fools who do it. They say that there's a science to it. And they say too much. They say that there's a science to it. They say it's only fools who do it. They say that there's a science to it. They say too much. Say it's only fools who do it. They say that there's a science to it. They say too much. They say that there's a science to it. They say it's only fools who do it. They say that there's a science to it.
Hunter at Sunrise Court Street Company, more specifically Alan Hudson and Jonah Grinkowitz. How do you guys go about writing? Each of you writes, I guess, individually and then brings a song to the other, or you guys collaborate some? You do Zoom Zoom meetings? I don't know.
We haven't gotten to the point of doing Zoom meetings yet. No, that would be a nightmare.
It's not that destitute. Yeah.
Everyone would be talking over each other.
Hunter, we're still trying to get group text down, man. Yeah. Come on.
Really?
I'd say it's mostly the first working on our own. At least, like for Alan and I think we both will work on something, write it, and especially lyrics. When it comes to the music, there are a lot of things that come with collaboration.
Right.
I think that we'll change sections of a song.
You'll bring it to the band, and the band will kind of take over.
Right.
But, you know, like that last song, for example, you know, I remember you brought it to the band, and we didn't have that.
Yeah. Right. We knew we wanted a bridge.
Right.
But
part. And I was like, no, we should keep it going. Alan, you got to do something cool on guitar. You got to do something. There's something, you know. And then he'll be like, okay, and then he'll do right. it, you know?
That's cool.
Right. It's almost like, I almost said it's like a coloring book to where one of us will bring the outline thing and then the rest of us color it in. But it's more of like a coloring book and one of us says, on this page is horses and a beach.
Yeah.
And then we just redraw it.
Oh, okay.
So like the songwriter knows what the songwriter wants, but then yeah. once it's brought to the band, then we all kind of dogpile on it and see ya.
And sometimes it'll be like, I'll write a song and I'll have an idea and I think that that's the right idea.
Right.
And everyone else will have another idea or Alan will have an idea and it'll be like, well, it's your song.
Right.
But then you're like, no, you guys are right. You know?
Well, but, I noticed from your website, you have a lot of influences there listed.
Sure.
What would you say the main influences are of the band?
I think we both have different ones and yeah. some of the same ones. Like for me, it's kind of a weird combination, I'd say. It's like I'm a big Beatles and Kinks fan.
Okay.
Like, love, you know, 60s rock music. Mm-hmm. Also really love, I'll say it, Jack Johnson. Like, kind
oh, yeah.
of like
nothing wrong with
contemporary.
That.
Contemporary.
Played some Jack Johnson here this morning, actually.
Yeah, and yeah. like, you know, the Avett Brothers kind of was like into the folk stuff. And then some of the more indie rock stuff, like The Walkmen and,
oh yeah,
you know, Arctic Monkeys, The Strokes.
Oh, like, yeah.
So all those things. But it's all pop
right.
music,
same,
sort of, you know.
Same for me. It's like The Killers, for like their newish bands.
Right.
Like The Killers, you know, your traditional rock bands like the Foo Fighters, you know.
Okay.
It's dad rock, but sue me. I like it.
yeah, it's good.
But like more in... And with the Killers vein, it's like, you know, my parents were huge new wave nerds growing up.
Oh, okay.
So like,
I get more of those 80s.
Right. Which I am grateful for because I think there's a cool little odd eclectic area of songs to draw from. But then also, yeah, I love 70s rock and I love like power pop as a genre with
sure.
Big Star and Cheap Trick and, you know,
wow.
Jellyfish, which... Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you've named some great stuff.
So
great stuff.
We try to. I think we have a pretty, not just between us, but between all now five band members, we have such a wide net of influence.
Mm-hmm. And I have to give a little shout out to Carlin on the keys because he's also kind of jumped in on the songwriting game too.
Yeah.
We've worked on a couple of things together. That won't be on this next album, but uh-huh. the following one. So, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
Adds a lot to the band and
good.
Brings their own flavor to the kitchen.
Yeah.
We're talking with Alan Hudson and Jonah Grinkowitz of Court Street Company here on Hunter at Sunrise, the band based in Portsmouth. We didn't even really mention that going on.
Oh, yeah, true.
It's something to do with, yeah.
I just woke up.
It's something to do with Court Street Company, and we didn't mention Portsmouth yet.
That's
oh,
right.
Oh, no.
It's named after Court Street, isn't it?
Well, oh, yeah. I mean, we're talking about Portsmouth. We're going to go deep
yeah,
down
yeah,
on Portsmouth.
Yeah, we can go deeper. We can go as deep as you
want
to go, honey.
Yeah. About the city.
What else would you like to do for us here?
We're going to do Modern Age. It's,
okay.
it's the album, or the album, the song we put out about a year ago,
if
right
you,
before
it was,
the
it was
pandemic.
Just before the pandemic.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
okay.
And it has nine other brothers and
yeah,
sisters
it'll,
that
it'll will be on the next album.
That will be with it.
It's out there now if you want to listen to it. So.
Okay. Well, here's Alan Hudson and Jonah Grinkowitz of Court Street Company here on Hunter at Sunrise.
One, two, three, four.
The crimson sky, the marquee glow. Your aqua eyes cry exotic undertow. Oh, 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 oh. So just fix your face and we'll paint this town. Stay up late till we hit the ground. Are we running out of time? Or just chasing wine and glory?
as your eyes begin to close, your restless mind, well, it starts to overflow. Oh, 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 oh. So just fix your face and we'll paint this town. Stay up late till we hit the ground. Are we running out of time? Or just chasing wine and glory? We were only dreamers in this modern age. High speed believers, we were searching for. Chemicals collide and make the real thing, the real thing. And there's nowhere left to hide when the chemicals collide and make the real thing.
At Sunrise, Alan Hudson and Jonah Grinkwitz of Court Street Company. This has been fun, hasn't it? It's been great.
It's been a blast.
Could hang out here all afternoon.
I know. It's great to be in this studio, isn't it?
Thanks to
it's
Joe.
Awesome. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks to Joe Talley for doing the sound. He does a great job here at Sonicwall Studios. And thank you for coming. Now, the album, again, is going to be out hopefully late summer, early fall.
Yes.
Yeah.
Singles will be out sooner than that, though. Don't worry.
We'll have some music. For sure.
How do you let your people know that, hey, we got this new music out here?
Mostly social media.
Yeah, social media, Facebook, Instagram, as much as...
Definitely follow us on, Facebook.
Yeah, follow us on Facebook and Instagram, good stuff.
Yeah. Joni, do you want to do a quick shout-out for Lyrical?
That's very kind of you.
Lyrical...
there's no new episodes right now because of the pandemic and everything, but if you're a fan of Hunter and this style of thing, then definitely check out Lyrical. It's a podcast I do at WHRO. So.
And it's now got a video element to it.
Yeah, the last season has 8 artists and 8 videos and really well done with some of the people in the production department at WHRO who just did some amazing work with the video. So if you like just live performance, go check those out. But
and he's modest too. It's a phenomenal show.
Oh, okay. Yeah,
video's great. The interviews are great. It's on Spotify. You can find it.
Yeah, the podcast is on Spotify. Yep, Apple
anywhere you listen to it
and all that. And had a lot of the same, some of the same artists that you've had on your show. So
yes.
If you it's a little bit more of a specific storytelling type of thing.
Yeah.
Focused on one song and artists like Bennett Wales, Lena Klett,
Anthony Grignano.
Grignano.
I had to learn how to
say that. Of Lazy Dangers.
See, he puts in the work, guys. He puts in the work.
Yeah. So. Wow.
Grignano. thanks for that.
No problem. Well, thank you for being here on the show today. That is about going to wrap it up here. Thanks again to Alan Hudson and Jonah Grinkwitz.